Once the race finishes, everybody heads up to the finish line, which is right near the Grand Hotel. And joining us right now is the managing director of the Grand Hotel, Ken Hayward. Ken, good morning. I think we have Ken with us. Is Ken still there on the line?
Ken's still here on the line.
Hey, Ken, good morning. And I should say happy birthday or happy anniversary to the Grand Hotel, because right around this time of year, you guys celebrate a big birthday, don't you?
We did, July 10th. So Tuesday was our 131st birthday, and I've never felt better.
Doesn't look a day over 130. No, it is a beautiful hotel, as a matter of fact. So well cared for, so well loved. What is it that makes the Grand Hotel so special?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, being on Mackinac Island, and the location is obviously something that everyone notices. This hotel it fits this landscape and this uniqueness of no automobiles so perfectly. And I think the other thing is the family ownership. It's been in the same family since 1933. They're here every day. They're nurturing and taking care of it and paying attention to it. It takes a lot of care, as you mentioned. But also they've developed great relationships and with our guests, and really have developed a lasting legacy here because of the way they do business.
What does the Port Huron to Mackinac race mean to the Grand Hotel?
Well, you know, this is the eighth year that we're going to be hosting the sailor party, and it's a huge undertaking for us, but I think we do a good job in servicing all those that come. And I think, you know, this is one of the premier, I learned a lot about the race and a lot about what goes on at Bayview once we developed a little more official relationship, becoming a sponsor and also hosting the party where it used to be on the other side of the island. And you realize what a major event in that world it is. And being an island resort, you know, we don't do a whole lot of water sports because the shipping channel is so busy and the ferry boats are so busy. This really, you know, puts us on the map as being part of one of the premier freshwater yachting events there is in the world, and we like being affiliated with it.
Well, you do such a great job with that. The last time that I was at the Grand Hotel was a couple of months ago for the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. And I'm always amazed when we're there at how you and the chamber work together to put on just a stellar event.
Well, apparently you only come to the majors.
Why
if it's less
up there
than 1,500, 2,000 people, you don't bother, apparently.
I'll tell you what, Ken, my bucket list is to come up there sometime during what's as close to the off season as you can get. How early do you open, and when do you close for the season?
Sure, we open the first weekend in May every year, and we close the last full weekend in October. But I think there are a lot of people that decide to come early in the season or later in the season because the crowds on the island in particular are a little bit less. You know, up here, up the hill at the hotel, you know, our crowds are pretty much steady most of the time, but the day visitors and the people who visit the hotel for the day and downtown certainly calms down, you know, basically when school's not in session here in Michigan. So, you know, a lot of people are finding that early June's a great time to come. The lilacs are out, which is terrific. And then my personal favorite is coming in, you know, in September, early October. The colors are starting to change, and it's a pretty peaceful place. And, you know, if you're looking to get away and relax and enjoy yourself, that's a great time. But right now we're in the throes of the peak summer season, and it's families, and it's a lot of activity, and it's bike riding and pool and lawn games and golf, and it's just there's a lot of energy around here. People are having a great time, and there's a lot going on, but you know, come see us in the fall, and I think you'll be able to decompress a little bit and relax.
It sounds like a lot of fun. It's just a great time of year, and I really look forward to being up there next week for the finish of the Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race. Ken, thanks for the sponsorship of the race. Thanks for joining us this morning, and thanks for all that you and the staff do at
Our pleasure. We hope it's a safe race. We look forward to celebrating with everyone once they get here. It's ironically, one of our staff members, I just walked by him, and he mentioned next Tuesday, and I'm like, and it took me a minute, and I'm like, oh, yeah. He said, yeah, we get to work outside all day. We love that. And it's kind of funny how people, you know, it's on their radar. We're getting geared up for it. We're making ice already and bagging ice and storing it because you go through a lot of ice, and it's going to be a great time. So we look forward to seeing everybody up here.
Look forward to it. Ken, thanks a lot for your time. Appreciate it very much.